It was the home of the Reds for nearly 60 years, and now baseball returns to legendary Crosley Field in Cincinnati as MLB The Show welcomes you to this special edition of Major League Baseball. Straight ahead, it's a battle between old school and the new guard, as it'll be the American League All-Stars taking on the stars from the golden era of baseball. Hello again, everybody. Matt Vaskirjian here with my colleagues Dave Campbell and Rex Hudler as we get set for what should be a good one. And, Soup, we turn to you first. What'll be the one thing we can keep an eye on here?
We'll get to decide for one day at least whether the old guys were the best to ever play the game or whether today's stars might be able to lay claim to that title. Personally, I think this team of legends will be tough to beat.
All right, Dave, we'll hear from Rex in a moment, but now it's time for starting lineups as the American League All-Stars are presented by New Era Cap. New Era, the official cap of Major League Baseball. Leading things off is Ichiro. He'll be out in center field. In the two-hole, the captain, Derek Jeter. He'll, of course, play short. Following him is David Ortiz, and we all know the kind of power he has. And the MVP, Alex Rodriguez, will bat cleanup and play third. Vladimir Guerrero is the right fielder hitting fifth. Manny Ramirez will hit sixth and play left field. Pudge Rodriguez bats seventh behind the plate. Placido Polanco bats eighth at second base. And rounding things out is the pitcher batting ninth, Johan Santana. And on the mound to face them, a man whose record of 511 career victories will almost assuredly never be broken, Denton Trueyoung, better known as Cy Young. Even for a guy who would have celebrated his 137th birthday this March, he'll be a tough assignment in this one. And behind him, the Golden Era stars will look like this defensively. And as Ichiro makes his way to the box, it's officially time for baseball here. Fouled back.
Hello, everybody. I'm Rex the Wonder Dog Hunter.
Now a check swing, but he holds up in time. Ball one.
Sign of a smart hitter right there.
Grounded, foul. And that swung on and fouled straight back. He'll try again, 1-2. Just did get a piece of that one, so he stays alive here. On the ground towards second. Throw on to first will get the speedy Ichiro, and that's the first out of the ballgame.
No trouble over there at second base. Always good to get that leadoff guy out so you can settle in a little.
Derek Jeter steps in now. Too low with the curveball. One ball, no strikes. Swing, hard hit ball to second. Throw over to Gehrig, and that's out number two.
Two up, two down to start the first. Exactly the kind of start you envision warming up in the bullpen.
David Ortiz will dig in here. Swing, shot back up the middle. And that's in there. Base hit.
Well, the changeup's not a bad pitch in that spot, but this pitch is right down the middle. Can't help but hit that thing.
So it's a runner at first with two gone, and here comes A-Rod. In there for strike one. Back-to-back fastballs here as he takes control 0-2.
And I'll tell you, these are the kind of pitches he's going to need to keep locating if he's going to be successful.
Swinging a ground ball to first. And he'll step on first for the out. The side is retired. So it's no runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left. Now the Golden Era Stars will step in, no score. Starting lineup for the Golden Era Stars looks like this. Jackie Robinson leads things off and plays second base. Ty Cobb will bat second and play right. Joe DiMaggio will bat third and play center. Babe Ruth will bat in the cleanup spot and play left. Lou Gehrig is the number five hitter. He's at first base. Hannes Wagner bats sixth and plays short. George Kell, the third baseman in the number seven hole. Roy Campanella will be behind the plate and hit eighth. Cy Young will bat number nine, and as you've seen, he is on the mound. And they'll be in for a very tough assignment indeed as they'll face the former Cy Young Award winner, Johan Santana. You know you're a great pitcher when you can post an ERA of 3.33, seventh in the American League, and have that number be the highest ERA you've posted in the last 5 years. He is truly one of the top two or three pitchers in the game today. And in the field behind him, the American League Stars look like this, courtesy of Louisville Slugger. Jackie Robinson will step in now to lead things off in the home half of the first. And the first pitch to him is bounced out to Jeter at short. Oh, too late on the throw, but that is what you call a major league effort just to make that one close. Ty Cobb will take his first cuts of the ball game here. Swing and a high pop-up right near the mound. Ortiz is under it, and he's got it for the first out. Joe DiMaggio will take his cuts now. Now a throw over to first. Pretty close that time. And again a throw, and he just does get his hand back in time. Swing, and he puts a charge into this one, high and deep, and you can't forget about it. This ball is gone. So a two-run homer down the line in left, as it's now a 2-0 ball game. Babe Ruth will get his first opportunity now. First pitch on the way. Now a ball hit high in the air over toward the right side. Pudge has a bead on it, and he's got it two down. Lou Gehrig digs in at the plate. Swings under this one as he pops it high in the air toward the right side. Rodriguez is there, and it's a very quick inning as the side is retired. So it's two runs here on two hits, with one of them being the home run. Second inning upcoming here at Grand Ole Crosley Field. Golden Era Stars lead it 2-0. Vladimir Guerrero leads things off now in the top half of the second. Hard hit towards center. And he reaches up to haul this one in on the run. Nice play for the first out. Manny Ramirez will stand in. And a foul ball straight back. Now the pitch. Now a swing and a hard hit grounder. Throw over to Gehrig, and that's out number two.
Tough play for a second baseman going to his right, because he's got to stop, plant, and then get off a good throw. That's well done right there.
Buds Rodriguez will be the batter. And he takes a cold strike, 0-1.
I'm a little surprised he didn't pull the trigger, Matt. That was right down Main Street.
Fastball, and he's quickly in the hole, 0-2. Now a pitch swung on and hit to the left side, but this is going to find the seats, a foul ball. Ready with another 0-2. Swing and a ball line down in the left field corner. And this is going to be a foul ball. And boy, what a battle brewing here as he fouls yet another pitch into the seats. Still stuck on 0-2. And an off-speed pitch swung on and missed. And with that, the side is retired. Hannes Wagner will start things off in the bottom of the second. Swing, and he puts a charge into this one. High and deep, and you can forget about it. This ball is gone. So a solo shot here to left center field, as it's now a 3-0 ball game.
Time to check the Majestic home run tracker to see how far this ball traveled. I mean, this is a shot, and as you can see, it winds up an estimated 422 feet.
Now a swing and a hard hit ball back through the box. And that'll get through into center field for a base hit.
No wasting any time there, Matt. He gets the fastball to begin the at-bat and just shoots it right back where it came from.
Roy Campanella will step in now. Oh, and that's Santana at his nastiest. The changeup's good for strike one.
Boy, he'd need a sand wedge to get that.
On the ground to second base. This could be two. Jeter. Cy Young will take a long look down here as he may be bunting to avoid the double play. Now a fastball as this is hit fairly well out toward left center. Long run, but he tracks this one down out there for the second out. Nice play. So a runner at first with two away, and in steps a man whose number 42 has been forever retired, Jackie Robinson. Swing, and he's able to flare this one out to left. And that's a fair ball as this one will get down the line.
Well, they go right after him with a fastball to start the at-bat, but his hands are just too quick that time.
Two men on, two out, and here comes the Georgia Peach, Ty Cobb. Here's the first pitch to him. Now a ball hit to center field and deep. Back goes the center fielder way back, and that ball is gone. So a three-run blast to deep center here as they pile on. It's now 6-0.
And boy, the manager's got to be seeing the same things we are. He's really getting pounded out there right now. It's a mystery to me why he's still in the game.
Joe DiMaggio will try again after hitting that two-run homer his last time around. Here's the first offering. Hit hard but fouled off to the left, and that'll keep you honest as a third base coach. He's got to be more disciplined here. It's 0-2.
Is that bat 34 inches or 64 inches? That was way out of the zone.
Here's the pitch. Grounded to third. Picked up by A-Rod. Throw on to first. We'll finally retire him as the inning will draw to a close. So four runs in the inning, and they come on the strength of the two big flies. We play two full. Golden Era Stars out in front here, 6-0. Placido Polanco is ready to go here as we begin the third. Swing and a hard hit ball towards the hole. And a base hit, so he goes after the first pitch he sees, and he's on to open up the inning.
Well, credit the number 8 hitter here. When he gets on to lead off an inning, you allow the pitcher to bunt him over. Then it's on to the top of the lineup where they'll have a real strong opportunity to score.
Now he squares and gets one down. One there, on to first to complete the double play.
Don't see this combination too often, but it's effective as they get the double play.
Ichiro Suzuki will step in, a ground-out victim his last time. Changeup too low, and it's 1-0.
Sometimes guys go down and get the soft stuff. Not there.
Swing and a liner towards second. In there, a base hit. Around first, digging for two now. And he will pull into second with a two-out double.
You'll get a good look at this one more time as this ball's really hit hard and is going to wind up an easy double.
Man at second here with two away, and in steps Derek Jeter. And this one's hit on the ground, but foul. Swing and a miss as he pulls the top hand over. It's 0-2.
And he would have needed an oar to hit that one.
Line hard to center field. And this is hauled in on the run as he takes quite a tumble, but hangs on, and the inning is over. AL leaves one. They still find themselves down 6-0. Babe Ruth makes his way to the plate to get us started here in the bottom of inning number 3. Fastball at the letters, and he turns on it, hits it high and deep out to center field. But that'll be off the wall in right center. The relay throw. And he'll get there as he legs out the leadoff triple.
Thought this might have a shot to get out of here, but you see where the ball hits off the wall and ricochets, and that's going to allow him to get into third with a three-bagger.
John Lackey will come on now to try and sort this mess out, as he'll likely be asked to go at least a few innings here. Lou Gehrig will step in. He's 0-1 thus far. Now a ball lined toward right center. Base hit. And now it'll rattle up against the wall. And he is into second base with an RBI double.
Back-to-back extra base hits to start the inning. A triple followed immediately by an RBI double. Looks like they're locking in right now.
Hannes Wagner will see if he can do it again. He homered his first time around. Now a ball hit pretty well to left, but this is going to wind up in the seats foul. No one out with a runner at second. In the air to center field and deep back is the center fielder. Back he goes, but this is going to be a home run. Two-run shot to straightaway center, his second home run of the game, as they push this lead up to 9 now.
Oh, that one sounded like a cannon going off when it hit his bat. I mean, he really muscled up on that one. And that, folks, is what you call a no-doubter. Pass out those earplugs.
George Kell will stand in. A base hit his first time around. And this is swung on and pretty well hit. Out to deep left center field. And that ball is out of here. So a solo shot here to left center field as this lead got even wider.
Well, when you talk about majestic home runs, this is what you're talking about. They're going to measure this thing officially at 411 feet. That's a pretty good shot.
Roy Campanella will step in. 0 for 1 with a run scored thus far. And Lackey jumps ahead of him here with the fastball. Strike one. 4 runs here in this half inning. And the pitch. Now a ball hit on a rope to left. That had the distance, but it is a foul ball. Now the fastball is right by him as he swings and misses for the first out of the inning.
Well, this pitch looked to be up. We'll get a look at it on Pitch Track, and yeah, you see it. That thing's a good 2 feet above his belt. He's got to be more selective up there, even with 2 strikes. Come on, show some plate discipline.
And this is lined hard to deep left. And that ball gets down out near the wall and should be extra bases. And he is in at second base with a one-out double.
And you talk about helping your own cause. This is all about being aggressive up there as a pitcher, and he makes it pay off.
Jackie Robinson will dig in. He singled and later scored his last time. First pitch coming. Swing hard liner to left center. Base hit. And the runner will score from second. And he will pull into second with an RBI double. Ty Cobb will dig in. Had a 3-run homer his last time. Swinging a ground ball towards the middle. Throw over to Ortiz. Gets him 2 down.
Working the inside part of the plate that time. Pitchers love it when you go after those.
Joe DiMaggio will dig in. 1 for 2, including a home run thus far. And he starts him out with, well, it looked like a strike, but it's ruled a ball, 1-0. This now is the 9th man to bat in the inning. Swinging a hard hit ball down the line. And he'll take it to the bag himself. That'll do it for this half of the inning. So give him 5 runs in the inning, with the big blows being the 2 home runs. On now to the top of inning number 4. The Golden Era leads this one 11-0. David Ortiz will stand in now to get us going here in the 4th. Swing and a grounder fouled, and that almost took the first base coach along with it. And this ball will be chopped foul. And down goes Ortiz as he swings and misses for strike 3.
Let's take a look at this swing by Ortiz as we turn to dirt cam here, and we see that he doesn't get all of his body into it as he just swings through it.
Alex Rodriguez is at the plate as he looks at ball 1.
And if there's one guy in this lineup you don't want to fall behind, A-Rod's the one.
Fastball misses badly there, and he's behind 2-0.
Yeah, trying to get him to chase out there, but that ball had too much tail on it.
Swing and a miss on the heater, and it's 2-1. And this one's low here, so the count swells to 3-1. Called strike, and that'll run it full. Swing, and he pops him up. Looks to be playable in foul ground. And this is taken in for the second out. Vladimir Guerrero will stand in. A line-out victim his first time. Grounded foul. And he pulled up in time, but it's a called strike 2.
And if he's smart on the mound, don't expect to see this one anywhere near the zone.
And this is hit hard on the ground towards short.
Down.
Throw in time, and the side is retired. 1-2-3 go to the American League. They trail in this one 11-0. Babe Ruth will be the batter. 1-for-2, including a triple thus far. And this is hit well towards the hole. Dive, but it's just past his outstretched glove for a base hit.
Well, after that huge inning last time around, it looks like they're back for an encore. Leadoff man's on to get them going again.
Ground ball to second. This could be two. A dive, but it's by him for a base hit.
First pitch fastball that time, but he's locked in on it as he sends it out to right for a base hit.
Hannes Wagner will try again after hitting that two-run homer his last time around. Swing and a miss on the slider, nothing and one.
Oh, and this guy's been around long enough to know not to swing at that garbage.
He's set, now the pitch. Grounded to third, this could be two. To Polanco, but they won't get two as he beats the relay to first.
We'll get a look here. That was going to be a tough turn. Good effort, but they couldn't get the two.
George Kell will step in now. 2-for-2, including a home run thus far. There he goes. Pitch swung on and missed the throw. Not in time as he steals second.
It's not often that runners will challenge Pudge, but a good jump that time allowed him to get in there in front of the throw.
Swing and a hard liner to center field. That's in there. Base hit. And this, in fact, gets to the wall now. Now two runs have scored. But he is in there with a two-run double.
Well, his good afternoon so far gets even better. A two-run double right there, and that gives him three hits and three RBIs.
Now here's the first pitch. Now a ball line foul to deep right and out of play. And he gets around on the fastball here as this is hit fairly well out toward left field. Ramirez is back to the warning track, though, as he gloves it for the second out. But it's way late, and he's in there.
Well, this pays off for him this time, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him get a good lecture about making the last out at third when he gets back to the dugout.
Cy Young will step in, 1-for-2 in the ballgame. Jimmy Fox will grab a bat and hit for the pitcher here. Hit hard on the ground to short, and that's through into left, a base hit.
I guess sitting on the pine made him anxious because he didn't waste any time up there. First pitch he sees, bang, that's a knock.
Jackie Robinson will dig in. He doubled home a run last time around. First pitch to him. Now a swing and a ball pulled down the line to third. Base hit.
And there's hit number four in the game for him, and he just looks really dialed in up there.
Ty Cobb stands in as he can't connect here. 0-1. Three runs already home here. Big swing and a miss at the fastball, and he's behind in the count 0-2.
Boy, there are NBA centers that couldn't reach that one.
Fastball at the letters, and he turns on it, hits it high and deep out to center field. Ichiro will have room, though, as he makes the catch and the side is retired. So they strike for three runs on five hits, no errors, and a couple of men left on. On to the top of inning number five we go. Golden Era Stars lead it, 14-0. Walter Johnson will come in and pitch now. Manny Ramirez will stride in, grounded out his last time through. Now here's a ball hit high and deep out to left center field. Ruth is under it, and they'll put it away, so a sigh of relief there as Manny set down on just one pitch. Pudge Rodriguez will try it again, set down on strikes his first time. In there for strike one, 0-1.
And one of the reasons this guy's been in the bigs for so long is that he knows the importance of first pitch strikes.
Looked like he lost the handle on a breaking pitch, 1-1. Here it comes. Right down the chute that time, 1-2.
He got away with that pitch, Matt, but his veteran know-how was nowhere to be seen there.
And a fastball swung on and hit to second. Yeah. Throw over to Gehrig, and that's out number two. Placido Polanco will stride in. He singled in his last plate appearance. First pitch fastball swung on and missed 0-1. The pitch. And Polanco comes up empty on that one as he falls behind 0-2. And oh my goodness, that was strike three right there. Man, 1-2.
Oh, and that looked like a freebie right there. That should have been strike three. Keeps the inning alive.
And no one will get this one. Here he comes again, 1-2. Swing and a hard grounder down the line at third. Base hit.
Trying to set up inside with a fastball, but it doesn't quite get there, and he just yanks this thing to left for the base hit.
Maglio Ordonez will get the call here as he'll hit for the pitcher. In there, 0-1.
Might have just been looking at one there, because that's the pitch he can normally handle.
And he gets a piece of it here, but it's chopped foul. Slice down the line at first. Base hit.
Boy, and Matt, it is so hard to come off the bench cold like that and deliver, but that's just a super job of hitting right there.
Ichiro Suzuki is the batter now as he looks at a ball, 1-0. Swung on and missed, 1-1. Runners on first and third, two away. Fouled back. Just does stay alive as this is fouled back. And a swing and a ball hit foul heading for the seats. So another foul ball here, and it remains 1-2. Ball two. Swing and a ball bounced back up the middle. Throw on to first, gets him, and the side is retired. AL leave a pair, but this one's pretty much over, 14-0. Hideki Okajima will come on now to try and sort this mess out, as he'll likely be asked to go at least a few innings here. Joe DiMaggio will try it again. He homered back in the first inning of this one. Ball one. Now a ground ball towards the hole. Throw won't be in time as he reaches it first.
Well, they've scored in each of the first four innings, so what makes you think they won't score again here in the fifth?
Babe Ruth will dig in, 2-for-3, including a triple. Now a ball hit back up the middle. And that is through into center field, a base hit.
Third hit of the game as he continues to hit the ball well, and he's aboard here with nobody out.
Lou Gehrig will get another shot now. 2 for 3 in the game. Swing, and he puts a charge into this one. High and deep, and you can forget about it. This ball is gone. 3-run home run down the line and right as the blowout continues.
Well, this is all about a pitcher losing his concentration up there. He's just trying to put one over and get ahead, but you can't underestimate the guy with the stick. He can make you pay.
Hannes Wagner will dig in. 2 for 3 with a couple of home runs thus far. Grounded fouled off to the right side. And there's a fastball that's hammered the other way to deep right field. And that ball is gone! Home run! A solo shot here to straightaway right field. His third home run of the ball game as they just continue to pour it on here.
And Matt, this has turned out to be quite an afternoon for him here. Home run number 3, and that one was a rocket.
George Kell will dig in, needing to come up with a 3-bagger to complete the cycle. Line to the right side, but foul. And now a swing and a routine fly ball out towards center. Ichiro is right there, one down.
Well, no cycle for him on that swing. He'll remain one leg shy.
Roy Campanella will try again. 0 for 3 with a strikeout thus far. Now a swing as he shoots this one over to first. And he'll take it to the bag himself for the out. Walter Johnson will stand in for the first time here. Yogi Berra will grab a bat and hit for the pitcher here. Now a ball hit hard but foul as this one forces the third base coach to dance out of danger. Now the pitch. Oh, it has him looking silly here. It's 0-2.
Once you've established that changeup in a hitter's mind, he's unable to lock on anything.
And he strikes him out here, so he's able to stop the bleeding a bit as the side is retired. So 4 runs in the inning, and they come on the strength of the 2 big flies. 5 innings complete. Golden Era Stars out in front here, 18-0. Warren Spahn will be the new pitcher. Derek Jeter will dig in. He lined out hard in his last time around. Big swing there as it's hit pretty well out toward deep left field. Ruth is on the warning track as he hauls it in for a loud out number 1.
Well, he gets a fastball that time, right down Main Street, in fact, but all he can do is hit a fly ball for an out.
David Ortiz will get another shot, struck out swinging his last time. Lefty versus lefty, and the first pitch misses for ball 1.
Good patience there to stay back and watch that all the way.
And a swing as he pulls this one into right. And he's able to track this one down on the run for out number 2.
Well, the shift pays off that time as they were in the right position to put that one away.
Alex Rodriguez is in now as he watches a pitch for ball 1. And he can't get A-Rod to bite on it. It's 2-0.
Might have wanted to go up and get that one, but wisely laid off.
2-0 is a fastball. Not close. He's behind 3-0 now.
This is a very good hitter up here. See, he might get the green light on 3-0.
Takes a good swing, but this will be a foul ball. Now a swing and a ground ball to third.
Got it.
Throw to first will get him easily, and the side is retired. AL down quietly, and they remain well behind. Jackie Robinson will be the batter as we get things going in the bottom of the sixth. Now here's one hit in the air to the right side, but this is back into the seats, a foul ball. That's foul. Good arm action on the circle change, swung on and missed, 0-2.
Now that he's established a changeup, he can throw anything 0-2.
Swing and a miss on the fastball, and that's the first out.
Boy, that strikeout is the first time he hadn't reached base. He had been 4-for-4 at that point and had owned the pitching staff the whole game.
Ty Cobb will stand in. He homered back in the second inning of this one. And he goes the other way with a fastball as this is hit well out toward deep left field. And this is pulled in on the run. Good concentration, and there are two gone.
Looked like this one might get away from Manny for a second there, but he was able to hang in and make a nice running catch.
Joe DiMaggio will step in. Singled and came around to score his last time. And he swings and hits this ball high in the air and deep to left center field. And now this will rattle up against the fence. And he is in to second base with a double, his third hit this afternoon.
And his fine performance continues here as he's on again. And in fact, he's now just a triple shy of hitting for the cycle.
Now a ball hit hard towards the hole. And past the diving infielder, that's a base hit. The throw home. And not in time as the run scores.
Just getting contributions from everybody up and down this lineup. He joins the RBI parade here with his first of the ball game, and they're just hitting on all cylinders right now. Frenzy hitting.
Lou Gehrig. We'll see if he can keep it going. 3-for-4 thus far. Swing and a ball hit hard on the ground towards second. Throw in the dirt, but a good scoop at first saves an error as the side is retired. So they pick up a run on two hits, no errors, and a man left. We're through six full. The Golden Era leads this one 19-0. Vladimir Guerrero will dig in, 0-for-2 thus far. Swung on and missed, it's 0-1. And no swing, apparently. Ball one.
Good job of holding off there.
Ah, and he took something off of it there. It's 1-2. 1-2 pitch to Vlad. Ball hit high to the right side, but this will get into the seats. Foul.
That's a foul ball.
And that misses 2-2.
Yeah, trying to take back control of that inside part of the plate. That's where you want to be.
And this ball is also hit foul and heading for the seat, so we'll have to do it again. Still 2-2. Fastball, and oh, he has to bend out of the way of that one. The ever-imposing Manny Ramirez waits on deck. Here's one hit towards the hole. And the throw to first is in time, so the leadoff man is gone here to start inning number 7. Shadows starting to creep in a bit as we welcome you back to the broadcast booth. Matt Vaskirjian, Dave Campbell, Rex Hudler bringing you the action in this one. And he gets some pretty good wood on it here as this is lifted to fairly deep left. Ruth is going to have room, though, as he backs up to put it away, and there are two men gone. Pudge Rodriguez will step in, a ground-out victim his last time. And that misses ball one. Now here's a ball hit hard on the ground to second. Throw to first in plenty of time, and the side is retired. So they're held in check here this half of the inning. It is once again stretch time here at Crosley Field. Golden Era Stars lead it 19 to nothing. Hannes Wagner will step in now to lead off the home half of the seventh. And he gets a piece here as this ball is fouled away. And he pulls the string on the circle change, but it's taken for ball one. And this is hit hard on the ground to first. And he'll flip it to the pitcher covering for the out.
Yeah, this is tougher than it looks for a pitcher covering first, but he handled that pretty darn well right there.
George Kell will dig in. He homered back in inning number three. Pretty well hit deep down the line in right, but that's back into the seats foul. Bases are empty, one man out. Swinging a ground ball towards the middle. To his left is Jeter. Throw over to Ortiz gets him, two down.
Well, this is one you got to lay off as a batter because all you're going to do is drive it into the ground.
Roy Campanella will try and erase his 0 for 4 in the ballgame. On good opposite field power here as this fastball is taken high and deep to right. Leaps and he made the catch. He took one out of the stands. Santa Maria. Placido Polanco will get us going now in the top half of the eighth. Right there for strike one. And here's a ball out towards straightaway center field. DiMaggio is there and he has it for the first out. Michael Young will get the call here as he'll hit for the pitcher. And he gets ahead here with the fastball, strike one.
And when you're spotting fastballs there, you are tough to hit.
In there at the knees, 0-2 now. Just did get a piece of that one, so he stays alive here. Low and away with that one, it's 1-2.
Doesn't have the greatest discipline up there, but even he won't go after that 0-2.
Swing and a miss, so the pinch hitter is retired.
And that's a deflating feeling to finally get in the game and then quickly get dispatched from whence you came.
Ichiro Suzuki will get another crack, 1 for 3 thus far. And here's a fastball called for strike one.
A little bit of sinking action on that fastball.
On the ground to third. Throw in time and the side is retired. American League goes down in order. And as you can see, they are way behind. And we'll have a new pitcher here as the right-hander J.J. Putz will make an appearance. Warren Spahn will be the batter. Rogers Hornsby will grab a bat and hit for the pitcher here. And Putz can really bring that heat as he jumps ahead 0-1.
That thing's almost in the dugout. What are you swinging at?
Now a ball lined to the right side. And that'll get down for a base hit.
Well, and you can't ask for much more than that. They turn to the bench here, and he comes through with a knock. That is nice work.
Now a hard hit ball back up the middle. And that is past a diving Jeter for a base hit. Throw into third. But too late, and he's safe at third. And Soup, talk about boosting the old batting average. That's hit number 5 for him in this one. Have a game, why don't you? Ty Cobb will stand in. He flew out his last time up. And he throws the fastball by him here, 0-1.
Man, he looked like he was playing cricket on that one.
In the air to right center and carrying well. Way back there now. And gone. Home run. So a 3-run shot to right center field. His second of the game as this lead got even wider.
Well, this is what you call a no-doubter. You see him pretty much get all of his body behind that swing, and according to our majestic home run tracker, that ball winds up going 415 feet. That's quite a shot.
Joe DiMaggio will try it again. He homered back in the first inning of this one. Now here's a ball hit hard on the ground towards short. And a poor throw, but Ortiz stays with it for the out. Nice play by the big fella. Babe Ruth will dig in again. He singled home a run his last time. And here's the first pitch. Tried to golf at it, but he missed strike one. One out, nobody on. Right field. Guerrero in a few steps as he takes it. Two down. Lou Gehrig will have a shot at history now, but he'll need a triple to complete the cycle. Swing and a liner. And that'll get by into center field for a base hit.
At this point, I don't know why they even keep pitching to him. He had a big home run earlier, and now as hit number 4 for him in the ballgame, he's wearing him out.
Hannes Wagner will stand in. He homered back in the 5th inning of this one. Swing, and he takes this the other way to right. And Vlad won't catch up. It's a base hit. The relay. And he is safe on a close play.
And he continues to swing a hot bat in this one. That's 4 hits in the game for him.
George Kell will stride in, grounded out his last time through. Now a ball lined towards center field. In there, base hit, and that ought to get the run in from third.
Matt, you can just tell he's in one of those grooves where he can do no wrong. That's hit number 4 for him right there.
Roy Campanella stands in as he looks at ball 1 here. Now a spin and a throwback to second. Has to dive, but he's back. Got him to swing at a pitch below the knees, 1-1.
Gotta keep the horse in the starting gate there, pal. Wait for that to come to you.
Swinging a hard hit ball back up the middle. And that'll get through into center field for a base hit. And the runner is in from second.
They bring the fastball that time, inside part of the plate, but he gets his hands right on top of this thing and shoots it up the middle.
Rogers Hornsby, his next Dave, as he swings and misses for strike one. And now a pitch hit sharply on the ground. On to first, and it's in time as they're finally able to retire him. So this already sizable lead gets even larger as five more runs cross the plate. Ninth inning coming up. Golden Era Stars out in front here, 24-0. Derek Jeter will stand in, needing to get things started here in the top of the ninth. And quick wrists here as this is yanked down the third baseline. And that'll get on through, a leadoff single for Jeter. David Ortiz will dig in. He lined out hard in his last time around. And Ortiz hits one high in the air, and this one is going to be long gone. Home run. David Ortiz, a two-run home run. But that'll do little more than make a dent in this big deficit. Alex Rodriguez will try again. 0-for-3 thus far. Hit hard. Foul. Early win will come on here. Not a save situation, but he'll try to close it out nonetheless. Swing and a ball hit well to the right side, but this will get into the crowd.
No, foul ball.
And how'd you like to see this in the bullpen? Satchel Paige is getting loose. Swing and a miss there as the breaking ball takes care of him for the first out.
Well, not often you can tie A-Rod down the way they have in this game. He has just not gotten on track here.
Vladimir Guerrero will try again. 0-for-3 thus far. Fastball, and ooh, that ran in and drilled him.
Yeah, that's a fastball, and it looked like it caught him flush, and he grimaced pretty good after that one.
Manny Ramirez set the plate now as he looks at strike one.
And obviously a double play ball would be big here as it would get him out of the inning.
To second for one. On to first. Not in time as the umpire was right there to make the call. Pudge Rodriguez will try again. 0-for-3 thus far. Now a swing and a fly ball. And this should do it. DiMaggio is there. Makes the catch and the ball game is over.
Well, there's obviously a reason why these guys are in the Hall of Fame. You had to figure they'd be darn near impossible to beat here, and they just proved to be too much to handle.
An entertaining game by and by, so let's go ahead, Dave, and make this fella right here a deserving recipient of our Upper Deck Player of the Game Award.
Yeah, Matt, he had three home runs in this one as he really provided a spark. There was nowhere to pitch him. He had everything.
So that'll just about wrap things up here in this one. For Dave Campbell and Rex Hudler, this is Matt Vaskirjian saying thanks for joining us here this afternoon. Once again, the final score, the Stars from the Golden Era win it, 24-2. This has been a presentation of MLB08 The Show. For more, log on to MLB08.com. We'll leave you with a little bit more of the celebration taking place below us on the field. So long, everybody.